This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
Can you give any advice on being an ideal podcast guest?
Sure. And you go through different phases. First, there's just the enjoyment of, wow, they want to hear what I have to say. Right. And there's that excitement. It's sort of an ego thing.
Sure.
But that's where a lot of people stop because they never see business results from it.
Right.
And if you start talking to them, you're like, well, what podcast were you on? You know, did it have your ideal listeners there, or was it just a podcast? Because getting on a podcast is super easy.
Right.
I mean, there's 200,000 out there. You could pick any one, and they might have five listeners, but you could get on it.
Right.
But what you really want to do is get on the podcast that have your ideal listeners. And it's not always the biggest podcast. You know, I've been interviewed on one podcast that probably had 50,000 downloads. And of that, got about 10 or 20 leads. I was on another podcast where the host kept apologizing because she only got 300 downloads per episode. And of that, I got 150 leads from it.
Wow.
So it's that whole thing of really being very focused and targeted so that, you know, you're not fishing in the ocean where there's a lot of fish, but you may not catch them.
Right.
You want to find out where there's a barrel, and you can fish in that barrel with just the kind of fish that you want.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. And the other thing is that, you know, people listen to you, and some people will resonate with what you say and want to take the next step. Other people don't, and that's fine too. But you've got to give them an easy way to go from being a listener to being a visitor, to be a lead. And I see a lot of people, even big companies that'll get on podcasts, and it's like, there's no next step. You know, how do people, you know, how do you nurture them? How do you help them? You know, everybody likes to try before they buy. So now they've got to hear you. So what's the next step? And there's so many great ways that you can do that by offering free stuff. The other thing is that sometimes it's even depending on what your product is, you can drive them back to your site by what you say.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.